chapter 13. Has been spoken. The good. Coming of the Messiah. Rather, with those. Just turn back. He's crying. No. But, okay. Temporary. Look at more. Look. continued on. I'm crying out. The frustration. Astounded. Watch. Because I'm going to do time. To happen. They don't know life, or do you know something? Just live. They've been not going to put being. I'm not using any. Hey, every night. That way. God said, you know, they're not going to believe. Even though you tell them I'm going to do it, they're not going to believe you. He says that, and he says, and God says to Habakkuk, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the Chaldeans as my rod. And I am going to bringing them into captivity, actually driving them out of Judah. You see this? The Habakkuk are not good tidings. They're not, they don't believe that God is going to judge them. They don't believe that God is actually going to do anything about the way they are, the way they are. Is aware that they're not. That there were some in the that disagreed. He knew the synagogue leadership were they their status. And they, the fact that the come to them. When Paul's preaching that it's Jesus calling to them. Angry and they're opposing him. Paul is not angry. Paul knows what, you know, who is. He hearkens scriptures. He pulls. Behold, you despisers, scoffers. Pay attention. Listen to what it is. Think to them. I am going to work a work, even though it's told to you. Tells you, declares his, declares coming. Believe him. That. Same people. AD. God. When Jesus told me, I said, you're nuts. Coming. Is to this day there is still not one stone on the other. That temple is still tore down. Was never rebuilt. And Paul's saying, you don't want to believe me? Fine. But it's coming. Fun way to end. That your folks up so happy and, you know, offering box there, and they stand by the door. Oh, that's you know, set up. That's the way God used the apostle. News went out. When the time concluded, Jews were the first. You know, in I've ever been in, some I had to say that so much. I mean, sometimes cool. You know, it's good with one another. It's that's what we want. The case. Than here right now, and I things to do, you know. I mean, the first pitch is so. portion of those guys were upset with him. But he said, Gentiles couldn't get enough. They begged that the you, I have never ever had anyone beg me. Probably guaranteed. Technology. You really want to hear it that bad? You don't need to next week. That afternoon. Again. Back, speak to them. Things that they hear the gospel. He said, how easy is it to just get caught in? How easy that when man drops off for us to go pursue? He wanted. I met him. To meet him. When there's also a coming up, go in the other direction. They have a yield sign. Yesterday, I'm coming up. Is that good? To him to make sure and so I decided I'm going to find it. Went back all the way around, pulling him back out. He had political signs for some sheriff candidate in the back of his pickup truck. Anyway, things. Hey, I lost my son. Yeah. When we need to hear, we are. And it's forgiveness comes through Jesus Christ. We're up in that. Gospel every day of our lives to be reminded because we're frail humans. Caught up in the things of this. Gradually, very little of your time is going to be very little of your time. So much things you're going to forget about Christ, and we more introspective. Thinking much what you want at this time. Convince our own self-righteousness. We need to be gospel. There were still some Jews that taken in. That's not the message that Paul had to along with the Gentiles. Now with Paul and Barnabas. More. And to wait for a whole week. When was the last? Oh, ask yourself. Time you had such hunger for God's word, just couldn't wait till the next week. When? Guys were going at it. Here. Proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue. Of God. Can you, if even of Bristolville showed up here next Sunday, I would hope we 75, we'd have to have an outside service. Imagine even sent of Bristol. One % of Bristol. Population of Bristol is around 6,000, give or take. 1% is what, 60? Individuals had one. Sabbath, almost the whole there to hear the word of God. That must have been some good preaching. As they were hungry, they wanted. Some of them came because. What's going on? What are they saying? Hey, Ray, had a crowd. It was a big enough that like leaders became jealous. An arch? No. We can't when service. What is it? You know what they say. They want to see the out of town or leaves and embrace the gospel. The synagogue leaders, and they began. People create among the people. You start to mess with them. Look, these guys are preaching this, that. You can't believe the death of one man could really happen. Hey, come on. Nazareth, you dad was a carpenter. You know all about that. See that? And so they stirred the crowd up and worked undermine the message of the gospel. did not intimidate Paul and Barnabas. In fact, what it did was it they preached by the Spirit, and they would not necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you rejected and judged the of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. The Lord has set you as a light to the Gentiles. Necessary. Paul and Barnabas went to the synagogue. It was to the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. Christ, in his ministry, went to the Jew first. That was the commission given to the apostles. Went to all the ends of the world, but he started in Jerusalem first. That's what Paul did. He says, I did it because I was required to do that. Party list. There is and in your rejection, you judge. Arrogance, opinions, to the Gentile. If the bread will go to the dogs. And he says, in fact, the fact that fault. That is our Paul, though he was a Jew, he loved his job, his gift to the Gentile world. He said, Gentile brothers thought. From the beginnings, from the foundations of the world. On purpose. They've been Jews for all their lives that they were goyim. That they were dogs. And now God said, I'm here to be of God. I am here. That's pretty good. What did glorify the word of the Lord? Didn't do they were glad exalt the they glorified the Lord to change the but not everyone who heard the message, not everyone that hears the gospel will believe it. Life in God's hands. In this It's trust. And they just can't get around the fact inspired word of God. Believed. That had been ordained did. What new creations is totally the work of the Creator. Doctrine to swallow. The matter is, what God didn't do was they are. No one can walk through any group of people and say, I'm not going to waste time talking to you. So on. You hear the good news. That wasn't God's, that's not God's charge to the church. We are. With everybody. We don't have limits. We have pointed to believe. Frankly, it's none of our business. It's all His business. Our business is the gospel of Christ as many as we can. Whoever. And know from the beginning we will not work of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that makes this change. We did not choose Him, He chose us. God. And makes us right. You know what? I preached a message. Always the same story. Again. Time or at one particular time in our lives, you may not be able to pinpoint a day. Time when God is that the time God said, you know what? Work in you and faith in you, hunger in you, a desire to have more. A desire to be right with Him. It's only when God puts faith in your heart that you can say, I am a sinner. I am a wretch. I do need to be forgiven. I do need to be right, made right with the Holy Father. And it's only the work of Jesus that enables us. Of course, not everyone when you get converted. You may experience this yourself. Say, hey, guess what happened to me? My life. Here. Club. go blow up the casino. I'm not going to clean. I'm not doing those things. They're always so much. Yeah, but those are meaningless to me now. Greater desire. Good for you, bud. I tell you, we're going to still do it. Nobody is excited about your conversion. Not everybody knows that you. We're not on in this group. So those that were stir up some more trouble. If you ever get a guy motivated to do something, it'll happen. I'm telling you. I just, hey, I'll promise you. Keep peace. I'll do whatever you want. And he'll do it. And that's what these. In the area. With their husbands. Politically prominent. You see, God had used us to come into this little town, work. He didn't. He went in. The brothers went in. They were changed. Those that the Father gives to the Son are His forever. But they got the boot. Guys, into the synagogue, we allowed you to come up. It's time for you to go. He said, you know, nice for you to visit, but even not sounding too smart. You get out. You're stirring things up. And what did Paul and Barnabas, they shook off the dust from remember what Jesus said back in Matthew? And I think it's Matthew. When he says, you're going to go. And if you go in to receive you, shake the dust of your shoes. Shake the dust of your feet off. Day of judgment, it's going to be worse for those people for the people. Sounds kind of. And it's not totally common. People being. They would shake the dust from their. You know, and in effect, because they had become unclean, they were trying to rid themselves of the unclean, and they walked in. But that's what Paul here said. They did their work, and when they pronounced judgment against the Jewish leadership in the town, they did that, disciples. Those who were left behind, who had become believers in Jesus Christ, even in our weakest hour, even when times seem unbearable, for the Christian, there's still always left the avenue for joy from the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Cannot take our joy. I don't want to. The matter is, from political situation, is due to change. Experience difficult times. The leader of the country arbitrarily come pressures. We don't come opposition. We find our rest in Jesus. We still find our peace in God. Peace in the occupant of the White House. Or who's the man? So when all these things are filled with joy, because we're filled with the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Thank you again. We've once been granted to come and worship you, to assemble together as a body of believers, to lift up the name of Jesus, to feed upon your word, to learn the recorded history that you've given to us, to learn from. But we see you ministered, how you worked through the lives of Paul and Barnabas to minister to your people in a designated area. And we see also that as your light penetrates the darkness fights back. Thank you, Lord God, that you have overcome the darkness. Thank you that you have overcome our enemy. And Lord, help us to rely on that knowledge. Help us to know it deeply, that you are a victorious king. And that the enemies who would come to seemingly attack us are in fact attacking you, and that it's a futile battle. Help us, Lord, to rely entirely upon you. Help us to feed upon your gospel, to be reminded of the great finished work of Jesus Christ, to enable us to live the lives that we live and not be overcome. I thank you for it. Bless the people that are here today, Lord God. I ask you to just give them out of your abundance, I pray, in every area of their life, Lord God. I ask you to bless those who are not with us, with healing, with whatever it is that's necessary, Lord God, this morning, that they be restored to fellowship, Lord God. And thank you for it. Again, Lord, I want to pray this morning for Pastor Greg as he prepares for Mexico. Ask you to continue blessing him in his life and encourage him. Grant him a great ability as he goes down there and visits with our brothers in Mexico, Lord God, and is able to just lift them up, Lord God. Edify them in many ways. Just bless them. Pastor Joe, Pastor Dan, Lord God, as they labor from their pulpits this morning, God, just bless them also abundantly, Lord God, from far above all they would ever ask or think. Just bless those brothers, Lord God, I pray. I thank you for that. Lord, I ask you, we are granted again the opportunity to come to your table. Bless this opportunity that we have to fellowship with you and each other as we participate in the emblems that represent the greatest work of all. And I thank you for it.